Hello.
Hello, Charles.
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, Roy.
And I just needed to let you know that starting on Thursday, I guess that's tomorrow, we're going to be beaming microwaves down at your house.
Going to be doing what now?
We're going to be sending microwave beams into your house.
Yeah, for what?
It's just a partnership we have with someone. It's not a big deal. Just don't worry about it. But I'm required by law to let you know. We're going to be sending...
What is the purpose of it, Roy?
I'm not sure exactly. It's we're working with the Chinese government, and they just... I don't know. They want to send microwave beams to your house. Just yours.
I don't understand. I really don't.
You know microwaves? That we use them for communications and cooking popcorn?
Yeah. I mean, I know microwaves that you do cooking and all with.
Yeah. So it's just going to be from Thursday until Tuesday at 3 a.m. is when it's going to stop. 3 a.m.
What is the purpose of doing it in the first place?
They're just, I don't know, it's some kind of experimentation. Just, you know, you might want to turn on your air conditioner that day. And it's not a big deal. You don't have to worry about it. It's just the Chinese government, they're using it for, they're just using it for data collection.
What coverage do they have here in...
What coverage? What do you mean?
I mean, you said it was to this house only.
Yeah, just your house only. Just your house. They're going to send high-powered microwave beams into your home, starting.
I know, but I that's what I'm saying, Roy. Is what you know? What is the purpose of it? What does it do?
I don't know.
What does it mean to me and all that stuff?
I don't know a lot about all that science stuff. You know, like I just know they want to send high-powered microwave beams to your house. And do you have any fish, like a fish tank?
No.
Okay, that's fine then. Everything's fine.
But I don't want that to happen unless I know what it's about.
Well, you know, just if you've got a problem with it, you could just leave the house until Tuesday morning.
For me to leave the house?
Yeah. You know, like if you're worried about the microwave beams, I mean, they're harmless. Come on.
Well, but, no, I don't agree.
Really, what do they do to you?
I don't know. I don't know what they do, but yeah. I don't agree that they may be harmless.
Well, I don't think the Chinese government...
You stand in front of a microwave, and they tell you not to do it.
Oh, that's an old wives' tale.
Yeah, okay.
But it's fine. I don't think the Chinese government would do this if it wasn't safe.
Probably well, not. I don't trust the Chinese.
Oh, come on. Come on, don't be racist.
No. I don't.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
Is it something the government is doing? What is it? I don't want it to be involved in it unless I know what's going on.
It's a very hush-hush program, and we're not allowed to really say much. I'm not giving you a choice, really. I'm just letting you know we're going to be beaming microwaves at your house starting tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Now, when you say we, who is we?
Well, mostly the Chinese government, because they're the ones with the satellites and the magnification technology. And
who are you with?
I am with the Homeowners Association.
Who are you employed by?
By the Homeowners Association. And I gave the Chinese permission to do this. It's because, you know, they're going to share some money with us for letting them do this.
But only one house and our house?
Yeah, just your house for now. They may expand it if things go well.
But what is, Roy, I'm not understanding what the purpose of it is.
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Well, it's, you know, it's no secret that I don't want it done unless I find out something about it.
Well, you don't have a choice, though, because we signed you up for it, and it's going to happen.
Well, I'm not a member of the association.
Well, that doesn't matter.
You can't sign me up.
You're here on the street, and you're within range of the beams and everything, so it's got to be your house.
Yeah, well, if there's any problem with it, then the homeowner association will hear from it.
There won't be a problem. Just you might want to turn on your air conditioner first thing tomorrow morning. Turn it up really, really high.
No, I mean I'm not going to do that.
Well, you will eventually. Let me tell you.
Well, I'm perplexed by this, Roy. I really am. I don't know what's, I don't see how that can be done.
Well,
without my permission.
It's just money making stuff. It helps with our expenses.
Well, choose somebody else's house, then it doesn't matter.
Well, no, it has to be yours. Why would you want to do this to someone else if you don't want it done to you? That seems kind of selfish.
Well, someone that doesn't matter to, but it does matter to me.
You're selfish and you're a racist.
Exactly.
You shouldn't be proud of that, being a racist.
I'm not proud of it. I'm just telling you facts. Well,
the Chinese never did anything to you.
Where do you live at, Roy?
I'm over on Bridge Creek.
Now, what part of Brookstone is that? Down around the back road? Mobley Road?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Who knows? Yeah. But anyway, the Chinese government, they never...
You're a member of the association?
Yeah, I'm the treasurer. But I don't see... I mean, the Chinese government, they never did anything to you. Do you have a problem with just Chinese people in general?
I have problem with what you're talking about doing, whether it was Italian, Chinese, United States of America.
Well, now you said you don't trust the Chinese, so that sounded very...
Well, I don't. As a government, I do not. That doesn't make me a racist.
I'm sure they're good people.
And I resent the fact that you call me that.
Well, I wouldn't call you that if you weren't being such a racist. Hello?